Good morning, and welcome to Simply Space. It's Saturday, April 13th. On today's show, a new Russian heavy-lift rocket successfully makes it into space after two failed launches, and NASA prepares to launch a solar sail spacecraft into deep space that flies without fuel. Plus, we'll show you what the solar eclipse looked like from space. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Space. We start off with news from Russia's space program. The country has successfully test-launched a new heavy-lift rocket, the Angara A-5, from its Far Eastern Space Complex after two aborted attempts earlier this week. The rocket lifted off from the Vostochny spaceport on Thursday. Here with more details is our space correspondent. What can you tell us about the previous failed launch attempts?
The first attempt to launch the Angara A-5 on Tuesday was canceled about 2 minutes before liftoff due to a failure in the pressurization system of the oxidizer tank. Then on Wednesday, the automatic safety system aborted the second launch attempt after registering a flaw in the engine start control mechanism. The head of Russia's space agency, Roscosmos, said this failure was likely due to a programming error.
So this is the fourth launch for the Angara A-5 rocket. How does it fit into Russia's space program and future plans?
The Angara A-5 is part of a new family of rockets Russia has been developing to replace its older Soviet-era Proton rockets. It's a heavy-lift vehicle intended to launch intelligence and communication satellites to geostationary orbits. Importantly, the Angara A-5 is also set to be the main launch vehicle for Russia's prospective lunar research program. However, its development has faced repeated delays over the years.
Russia has been launching from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan for years. Why the shift to launching Angara rockets from the Vostochny spaceport?
After the breakup of the Soviet Union, Russia has been leasing the Baikonur facility from Kazakhstan for $115 million per year through 2050. While they still rely on Baikonur, Russian authorities have been developing the Vostochny spaceport as the facility of choice for Angara launches as a way to keep launches on Russian soil. However, construction of Vostochny has dragged on longer than planned, and it has only seen limited use so far.
It will certainly be interesting to see if this successful test launch helps accelerate the Angara program and Russia's space ambitions. Thanks for the insights. Speaking of space missions, NASA has plans to launch a next-generation spacecraft that could help us with future space exploration. The craft, known as the Advanced Composite Solar Sail System, will launch in April. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly is this new solar sail system, and how does it work?
This Advanced Composite Solar Sail System is a new spacecraft propulsion technology being developed by NASA. It works on the same principle as traditional sailboats, but instead of being powered by wind, solar sails employ the pressure of sunlight for propulsion. This eliminates the need for costly conventional rocket propellants, making it ideal for future low-cost deep space missions.
Interesting. Now, solar sails have been tested in space before, but I understand there were some limitations with the previous designs?
That's right. The main issue has been with the solar sail booms, which basically act like a solar sail's mast. In the past, these booms have either been heavy and metallic or made of lightweight composite materials, but with a bulky design. Neither of those work well for today's small spacecraft. What's needed are very large, stable, and lightweight booms that can fold down compactly.
And it sounds like NASA has come up with a new boom design to address those limitations for this upcoming mission.
Yes, NASA's new Advanced Composite Solar Sail System design uses a 12-unit CubeSat and employs a new composite boom made from flexible polymer and carbon fiber materials. These materials are both stiffer and lighter than previous boom designs. The booms are tube-shaped and can be squashed flat and rolled up like a tape measure into a small package, while still offering all the advantages of composite materials, like less bending and flexing during temperature changes.
So if this mission is successful, what could that mean for the future of space travel?
Well, this new lightweight, compact solar sail design could really revolutionize space travel. By eliminating the need for heavy, expensive rocket fuel, it opens up the possibility for more low-cost missions to explore deep space. It's an exciting development, and the upcoming test flight in April will be a key milestone to see if this new technology is viable.
Thanks for the update on NASA's new solar sail system. While we're on the topic of space, a total solar eclipse wowed people across Northern America this week. But it wasn't just those of us on Earth who got to enjoy this cosmic phenomenon. The astronauts aboard the International Space Station also caught a stunning glimpse of the eclipse from their unique vantage point high above the planet. NASA has shared some remarkable images showing what a space-eye view of a total solar eclipse looks like. For more, we turn to our correspondent at the Simply Space News Desk. What can you tell us about these images captured from the ISS?
The images are truly incredible, David. One shows the view as the moon's shadow, known as the totality, passed over southeast Canada from New York into Newfoundland. You can clearly see the edges of the shadow, the region where the sun's light was fully blocked by the moon as the eclipse progressed. This totality traveled from Mexico through the U.S. and up into Canada over the course of April 8th. The space station itself experienced a partial 90% eclipse during its orbit.
And the current crew was able to observe this from the ISS. That must have been quite the experience to witness an eclipse from space.
NASA flight engineers Matthew Dominic and Jeanette Epps had a view of the eclipse from the station's cupola window. However, they couldn't observe the eclipse directly, as that particular view was only possible from one segment of the ISS that may have been inaccessible due to cargo constraints. But they were able to observe the incredible effects on the Earth below as a large swath of the planet was plunged into temporary daytime darkness.
It really puts into perspective the massive scale of a total solar eclipse. I understand NASA also coordinated viewings and compiled images from the ground as well.
That's right. NASA has put together a collection of some of the most striking images of the eclipse taken from various locations. There's a great composite shot showing the eclipse's progression as seen from Dallas. They even have some fun time-lapse footage showing the arrival of the moon's shadow and the darkness it brought over the Dallas area in the middle of the day.
Those images from both space and the ground are a great reminder of how special and awe-inspiring a total solar eclipse can be. Thank you for that report on this fascinating cosmic event. For more images and videos of the eclipse, you can head to NASA's website. Speaking of space, the U.S. Space Force is preparing for a potential battle in orbit. It has partnered with two companies, Rocket Lab and True Anomaly, to launch a demonstration mission called Victus Haze. This mission will simulate how the military branch would respond to an orbital adversary. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about the specifics of this mission?
The Space Force has awarded a $32 million contract to Rocket Lab and a $30 million contract to True Anomaly for this Victus Haze mission. The goal is to exercise a realistic threat response scenario in space. Rocket Lab will build and launch its own spacecraft using the company's Electron rocket. True Anomaly will build a spacecraft capable of rendezvous and proximity operations, and will also provide a command and control center. The mission is scheduled for launch in 2025.
And what kinds of scenarios will the Space Force be simulating with these two spacecraft?
Once in orbit, the Space Force will use the two spacecraft to run through scenarios that could be perceived as threatening in space. This could include a satellite aiming to destroy a U.S. spacecraft, or an adversary satellite spying on a U.S. military satellite in an attempt to gather intelligence. The Space Force wants to demonstrate, under operationally realistic conditions, the ability to respond to irresponsible behavior in orbit.
This mission seems to align with the Space Force's overall purpose and responsibilities. Can you remind us why this newest military branch was established?
The Space Force was established in December 2019 as a way to protect America's growing interests in space. It is responsible for managing space launches, tracking objects in orbit, and maintaining various satellites, including those for global positioning, weather, and communications. The Space Force also aims to foster the development of space-based capabilities to maintain superiority in this domain.
The Victus Haze mission underscores how the Space Force is preparing for potential threats and conflict in orbit. It's certainly a developing situation to monitor as nations expand their space capabilities. Thanks for the update, and with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Space. We'll see you back here tomorrow.